Road conditions around the area continue to improve thanks to the hard work of our area road crews, but some roads are still very slick and dangerous. To check out road conditions before you travel, go to our website, econnewsnetwork.com. Click on the link to Arkansas or Missouri road conditions. If you don't have to be out on the roads, then stay in and stay safe. The Arkansas State Police reports that even on well-traveled roadways, icy patches remain and lingering moisture will refreeze as temperatures dive overnight. The Arkansas State Police strongly advise motorists to stay home if they can. If driving is necessary, follow these crucial safety guidelines. Reduce your speed significantly. Maintain a greater distance from other vehicles. Brake earlier than usual. Pack an emergency kit containing extra clothing, blankets, water, non-perishable food, and first aid supplies, and be sure to have a full tank of gas. The Arkansas State Police troopers are actively assisting motorists in needs. For non-emergency assistance, use STAR ASP or STAR 277 to connect with the nearest Arkansas State Patrol troop headquarters. This four-digit speed dial feature, available on AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon cell phones in Arkansas, was implemented in January 2022. Remember, STAR ASP is for non-emergency inquiries or reports only. For emergencies, always use 911, which takes priority over STAR ASP calls. The Arkansas State Patrol has 12 troop headquarters across the state, each with its own dispatch center. The Missouri State Highway Patrol has been busy since the winter storm began. They have answered 1,186 calls for service, helped 521 stranded motorists, worked 374 crashes with 42 injuries and 2 fatalities as of Wednesday evening. A man from Michigan was injured in an accident in Carter County on Wednesday. The Highway Patrol reports that the 36-year-old man suffered minor injuries when he traveled off the road and struck a tree and overturned his car while driving. The accident happened on US 60, 1 mile east of Elsinore. The man was taken to Poplar Bluff Regional Medical Center. A West Plains man was arrested in Randolph County, Arkansas on Tuesday. 41-year-old Ryan Newton was arrested on charges of third-degree domestic battery, reckless driving, driving while license was suspended, and public intoxication. He was taken to the Randolph County Jail. Legislators on the Missouri House Education Committee debated a bill Wednesday which allows parents more control over teaching curriculums in public schools. Neosho Republican Representative Ben Bakerbill says his bill was written to increase what he calls curriculum transparency by giving the parents the power to review or reject what's taught in public schools. Some who testified in opposition emphasized that it may disrupt students' educational development. They also say teachers would spend more time uploading curriculums onto school websites than actually implementing them. Columbia Democratic Representative Kaylee Steinhoff says the bill needs to be revised to show cooperation rather than punishment.
I would like to see this sort of bill be more reflective of a partnership. But the language seems very confrontational to me. To me, the way it's worded throughout the bill makes it sound like we're getting these districts and these teachers that haven't been doing things right.
The bill remains in committee after members asked for further revisions. Similar legislation has had a hearing in the Senate. It has failed to pass in previous sessions. With the Cystic Fibrosis concert coming up in March, ECNN recently caught up with Lois Frazier to talk about the father-daughter dance at Ruby Dew's Vintage Events and Collins Farms.
This coming Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Ruby Dew's Event Center in West Plains, Missouri will be hosting their annual father-daughter dance. Everyone is encouraged to come. You can bring your daughter, your granddaughter, whoever you would like to bring. That's going to be this Friday from 6 to 8:30, Saturday from 6 to 8:30, and on Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4. That's Ruby Dew's Event Center in West Plains, Missouri, father-daughter dance for cystic fibrosis. Hope to see you there.
The father-daughter dance is this weekend at Ruby Dew's Vintage Event Center at 9240 County Road 9190 in West Plains. The cost is $25 per couple and $5 each for additional daughter. All proceeds from the dance will benefit cystic fibrosis. For more news, sports, and weather, go to our website, econnewsnetwork.com, streaming live on all your devices, including Amazon Alexa, Echo, Dot, Google, smart speakers, the ECNN app, and more. And don't forget, always have an emergency plan in place in the event of storms or other emergencies. At eCommunications, we care.